In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Wrestling matches are not limited just to TV and cable channels, to high school gyms, or even to neighborhood backyards. There are those daily wrestling matches that we have in our hearts and our lives, struggling, wrestling, the conflict with the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. We also know the clash of egos with maligning words that hurt, scar, scab our lives long after the skirmish has been ended. Struggling with ourselves and with our desires and the realities that just won't go away, it doesn't take long for us to realize that wrestling isn't limited to a mat on a gym floor. There is that struggling also, the one that permeates our lives, a wrestling we don't like to admit. It is struggling with God, wrestling over His promise and premise in our lives. The conflict arises as we see the realities of life attack us with toil and trouble, routine and ruts, yes, and even scars and scabs. We know what God has said and what He has promised. Yet we also know where we are today, and so often it looks as if God is not anywhere nearby. Disguised as fears, as doubt, and even at times unbelief, the struggling is still there. Jacob knows struggling. At River Jabbok, he stands at a ford in his life. Behind him is Laban and 14 years of effort, conflict, and mistake. And before him stands Esau, with whom he has been grabbing and wrestling and struggling ever since the womb. Esau stands before Jacob with children, grandchildren, wealth, revenues, 400 armed men. The question probably comes up, is God going to reverse the blessing received by Jacob back in his days of grabbing and swindling? With no more tricks up his sleeve, Jacob divides everything that he has into two groups for protection. He sends lavish gifts ahead to Esau to pacify that anger in his brother. There would be no turning back. There would only be a going forward in fear and anguish. And so he spends that night alone, wrestling with a man, as the text says, wrestling with God, holding on to the very promise given back when room service sent a rock for a pillow. I am the Lord, God says. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and in you and your offspring shall the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. God's word of promise causes us, as it did Jacob, to wrestle, to strive with Him. Holding that word of promise, we struggle with God, not willing to let go, until we receive His blessing and see Him face to face. The psalmist knew such struggle. Remember your word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. Job knew that also. Though God slay me, I will hope in Him, yet I will argue my ways to his face. Habakkuk confessed, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. And in his commentary on Genesis, Luther states, if God should cast me into the depths of hell and place me in the midst of the devils, I would still believe that I would be saved because I have been baptized. I have been absolved. I have received the pledge of my salvation, the body and blood of the Lord in the supper. Therefore, I want to see and hear nothing else, but I shall live and die in this faith, whether God or an angel or the devil says the contrary. And there are those days when the struggle gets very close to home. God, I don't understand what you are doing, but I will hold on. God, why haven't you heard my cries? Yet I will hold on. It isn't fair, God, that I have to carry this, but I will hold on. God, serving you hasn't been quite what I had expected, and yet I will hold on. I won't let go because of your word of promise. And as Luther puts it, faith defeats God. Faith should not yield or cease urging or pressing on, even when it is already feeling God's wrath, and not only death and sin. Faith defeats God because in the greatest wrestling match ever, Jesus, the descendant of Israel, Jacob, Jesus, the God-man, Messiah, strove with God on our behalf. Jesus is the word of promise we hold on to, despite anything that we experience in our lives or even in our struggling with God. Jesus did not let go of God. He did not turn away from God's will, nor did he let go of the suffering necessary for our salvation. Nor did he turn away from the wounds that heal us. In Jesus, the descendant of Israel, the God-man Messiah, we have the only word of promise from God that we need. No matter what God throws at us, no matter what afflicts or infects us, our answer is always, God, your promise is Jesus, the Word made flesh. And in that Jesus, in him, in his death and resurrection, we have been given life, salvation, and endurance. Endurance for all our days, and even with our struggling with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.